talk.
Very interesting time we're living as South Africans. We're largely insulated here in the Western Cape and Cape Town in particular, with one political party having enough of a majority to govern with a fair amount of stability. Not looking the same in other metros, particularly in Johannesburg at the moment, where coalition agreements have either had to be cobbled together or we're seeing the effects of coalition agreements falling apart. The Danish ambassador to South Africa, Tobias Elling Refelt, he invited a multi-party delegation of various political parties to Denmark to see how and learn how coalition parties work there. There were delegations or members of the ANC, the Freedom Front Plus, Good Party. I even saw Bandolo Miso there. I saw Action SA also being present there. Provided an insight into how Denmark and its political representatives operate, sharing the experience in a country where coalitions have been very much part of the political landscape. Danish ambassador Tobias Elling Refelt joins me on the line now. Many parts of Europe, Scandinavian countries, have a long history of where coalition governments have had to sustain and perform in the best interests of their citizens. Is it only a matter of time before South Africa and its provinces and metros find stability in this phenomena of having to accept that we may have to govern through coalition? Tobias?
Good morning, Lester. Thank you very much for inviting me to the show. Well, I should say, we have a different history, of course, in Denmark, but for 100 plus years, we've only known coalition governments on the national level, and currently about 80 to 90% of all our municipalities are ruled by different forms of coalition government. So we have never known anything else. That's, for us, it's just a function of our democracy. It's not a question of whether you like coalitions or not. It's a question of how do you make coalitions stable and functioning and providing the service delivery that citizens should expect. So we were very happy to invite a group of distinguished South African politicians to Denmark to discuss the dynamics and the conditions for how we build coalitions in Denmark, and to see if that could be a platform for reflection, but also dialogue on which kind of our experiences can be useful in a South African context.
Tobias, how are parties who could be on the political, ideological opposite, left and right, maybe even some centrists in social and economic policy, you're seeing vast and really deep differences of ideological opinion, but we're seeing in many countries that we are disagreeing deeply in terms of where, on a party level, we want the economy or social mores and standards to go. But somehow, these coalitions stay together, whereas in South Africa, just over the last few election cycles, even the small little inference of disgruntlement or the inference of insult has seen coalition governments fall apart here in South Africa. What is different?
Well, yeah, it's a good question, because in Denmark the parties range from the absolute left to absolute right. We have the same spectrum of parties, more or less, as we have here in South Africa. I think what we see in Denmark is a high degree of pragmatism. You know, that the daily politics of what you do and the way you work within a coalition is not so much governed by, you know, your ideological differences, but you find areas where you can come to a common sense solution, and then you rule around that common understanding that here we agree. Let's say water, for instance, water delivery shouldn't be a huge ideological gap in agreeing that, you know, our citizens need water, and how, what's the most pragmatic way of finding water for them. But of course, it's a relatively new thing in South Africa. I think coalitions is something that has sort of emerged since 2016, I guess. But it's a thing that's here to stay. It's not something we can just decide, well, I don't like that form of government. 5 out of 8 of the biggest cities are now ruled in some form of coalition. 66 municipalities in South Africa are hung. So, you know, it's not a question of whether you like it or not. It's a question of how do we find a way of making it work.
Tobias Elling-Refelt is the Danish ambassador to South Africa, invited a multi-party group of MPs, representatives to Denmark. See how it's done there. So we thought we'd ask some political parties to give us their experience. Dr. Corne Mulder, Freedom Front Plus. Corne, thanks so much. Really appreciate your time. Why is the Danish example, as Tobias said, far more pragmatic in terms of what is in the best interest of voters? And why over the last few years we've not been able to get it totally right in South Africa? Or is it simply a case this is very, very new to our political landscape? It may be new, but it is going to be the ongoing reality for our political landscape, coalitions in South Africa. Corne?
That's a correct question. It's a very important reality that because of our electoral system, remember now we've got a strictly proportional system, we will always end up with coalitions. Up till now, we've had a little bit of an abnormal democratic process in the sense that the ANC dominated our landscape for so long, being a dominant party, but we're now getting to the point where no party, it seems, will obtain on their own 50% plus, and that will force us more and more into coalition. And we are in the beginning of a learning curve in this process, correctly so. The first one was in Cape Town, but that was a different kind of approach. And then 2016, it started off. We are improving on that, and after the 2021 elections, we are now moving into it in a more sophisticated level. And we are making progress, but we've got a long way still to go, and there's not that kind of approach that we see in Denmark. We've got a long vested development through over centuries where people respect one another in the sense of realizing that the best form of government seems to be a coalition, because that forces you to compromise, it forces you to be pragmatic and to listen to others and to come to some common agreement in terms of what's in the best interest of the electorate. And as far as I'm concerned, that is what should be on the table, not the interest of one individual party that wants to force their will on everybody else.
Corne Mulder of the Freedom Front Plus. We've asked other political parties to join us. Fasih Hassan of the ANC, she's on a flight. Bantu Lamisa, unable to reach us today. But Brett Heron of the Good Party. Do we have too many political parties in South Africa, Brett? And therefore, it's going to be a real reality for us that going forward, coalition government is very much part of our political reality.
Good morning, Lester. Look, I don't think we have too many political parties. We have a lot. But to take a position that there are too many would mean that we deny the democratic right of a South African to form a political party. So I wouldn't take that angle. I think our proportional representation system sets a natural threshold to be represented in legislatures or in councils. And the plurality of our political spectrum and of our society gives rise, I think, to what is happening increasingly is that coalition governments are needed because there's a diversity of views in South Africa, diversity of cultures, and there are also niche parties who represent particular cultures and views.
What did you learn from the study tour? Of course, we, as you said, we're a different society. We're not a hegemonic society. We in fact celebrate our cultural, linguistic, even political diversity in South Africa. Can a European model be used as the example for South Africa?
Well, I think there were a lot of learnings. I think the main one, and perhaps is the one that the city of Johannesburg players should be paying attention to, is that personal relationships count. This was an overwhelming message from all the coalition governments we met while we were in Copenhagen, that the relationships between the leaders in the councils and in the legislatures were important, that respect counts. The trust is built through respect and through those personal relationships. And it's really the personal trust that keeps coalitions together. No agreements that you sign will ever do that. It's about relationships. One of the best lessons that came out of or comments that came out of the tour was from a deputy mayor who had just lost the mayorship in an election and became the deputy mayor in a coalition. And she said to us, you know, the larger you are as a party, the more humble you need to be in a coalition if you're going to make it work. And then there was a third lesson that I thought was really important, was in one municipality we met a mayor who, although she had an outright, her party had an outright majority, still operated in a coalition manner by giving positions and power to other parties. And she has said that through that collaboration, she's seen support for her own party grow.
Corne, in anticipation of working together in cooperation in multi-party coalitions, would it be feasible for us to prepare ourselves in those who are in power, whether it be the Democratic Alliance in the city of Cape Town, in the Western Cape, whether it be the ANC who still maintain the majority in the National Assembly? Let us prepare for coalition and let's prepare to work together. Instead of one party takes all, let's open up the discussion in terms of power sharing agreements, governments of national unity. Do you think that could be important?
I absolutely agree with that. I think that is the reality that we now have to face, and I think it's about time that we do that. Because I think in real terms, the best form of democracy is where you allow different voices to be heard, but not only to be heard, to have a stake in what happens in terms of... I honestly believe in collective wisdom. No one party has got all the answers, and I think we should listen to one another. And this reality of coalitions is now on us, and the election results of 2021 forced that on us. If you look at that, if you take into consideration of the eight metros in South Africa, six are currently governed by different forms of coalitions. So that's just the reality, and my prediction is that as we go to 2024, it will also happen most likely, I think, in Gauteng province. I'm working to get the Western Cape into a coalition. I don't think the DA likes that, but I think it's in the best interest of a province. The KZN may be the same, and who knows? I believe on national level, if we can have a coalition, it will be in the best interest of North Africa and the electorate.
Corne Mulder, Brett Herron, Ambassador Tobias Elling-Refelt, thanks so much for joining us. Your thoughts, 021-446-0567.